Posting that is up there was done by Bill Crozier, and all it says is that LSV members can find the Zoom info by email. There's nothing else said. And now I don't know why I need to keep reminding everyone that we are a public radio station for the community. We're funded by nothing but money from the community. Yet the information to get on our local station board meeting is being blocked by certain members. And I'm asking, let me not presume. I would like to know who posted that and who left out the information for public to be able to get on. Because I'm really sorry to say it. I'm not trying to, I know we have a lot of stuff to get done, but I'm pretty sure that this is not a legal meeting because it was not posted online. So I would like to know, Chair. I know that I know, as far as I know, you didn't post it.
I didn't post it
up there that Bill Crozier posted it. I would like to know who posted it. It is absolutely inappropriate for this meeting to not be posted online.
Would you like me to respond, Madam Chair? It's Bill.
Request for information, Chair.
Let me see. Dwayne, go first, and then Bill, you can ask the question.
What I would like to ask you, Chair, if you would ask the member, is she saying,
who?
Saying that the KPFTX website does not have this meeting posted, or it's just didn't put some other stuff in it?
It has the meeting posted. It does not have any information about how to get on.
Well, it is a legal meeting if it's posted. You can complain about it doesn't have information on it, but it becomes a legal meeting based on CPP requirements because it is posted. So you can make the arguments about the other issues.
And can I just, Bill, yes. Go ahead, answer the question.
Okay, yes, I posted the meeting, and yes, it was over a week ago, last month, I believe. I'm following Zoom's strong recommendations not to post.
Okay, so that was
password,
I don't really
information.
Want to
May
no,
I finish?
This is out of order, Chair. Zoom, this is out of order, Chair. Zoom I was not asking
strongly
for any
recommends
kind of
not to post
because
the calling information
no
online in order to prevent Zoom bombing like
to,
we had last month.
I'm sorry, Chair, this is out of order. May I be recognized?
You're talking, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I did not ask Bill to answer any question. I wanted to know who posted it. So now we know it was Bill Crozier. I was not asking for any kind of explanation. There is no explanation. I want to remind y'all, we do not get funding from anywhere else, just from our listeners. This is absolutely inappropriate. Thank you.
All I can say is, hopefully when we get a real secretary in the next couple of minutes, we won't have this problem again. That's all I can say. Cause it has been a mess.
May I have a point of personal privilege?
Since.
And Madam Chair, may I comment too, please?
Okay.
After Venetia, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what your comment is, Bill, but I know Robert's rules of order. This is a point of personal privilege. I just want to point out that this is not like a random thing. This is Bill Crozier. He does this all the time. That's it. I really think he should be reprimanded in some way for continuing to pull this kind of stuff.
Can I be counted as present, please?
Who's talking?
Marianne.
Okay.
I couldn't speak before because I was muted.
Okay, Marianne, we have you.
Thank you.
Do you have this Bill?
Gordon?
Do you have Marianne present?
Yes. Yeah, I just marked her present. Thank you. May I comment?
Okay, Bill,
briefly?
Go ahead.
Okay.
And
as I was saying, I was following Zoom recommendations. I think we do need to have a way for people who are not members of the board to be able to call in for a public comment, but maybe we should talk after the meeting. There's different ways of doing it, but I don't think we should post the password, online because that's how we got Zoom bombed last time. That's why Zoom says don't do that.
Okay. I know what the protocol is from Zoom. However.
I'm sorry.
Venetia, let me finish.
Bob Gardner.
Let me finish. Barb, can you mark Barb here, please?
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't want to be marked. I just want the floor.
Okay, as soon as I finish, you're after Venetia. Bill, let me just say, one of the things that I said when I came into this position was that I was going to post. I don't care what happened last month. I really don't. We know how to deal with that. Paula is on top of that. If we get bombed again, we know how to deal with it and keep on moving. But one of the things that I said was that I was going to make sure that the Zoom post was posted on KPFX, and you kind of made that decision not to do that, and you didn't even tell me. You didn't even tell me. Anyways, that's not going to happen again.
Okay, sorry.
Y'all have my word on that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is Susie.
Susie, can you mark Susie present? And
Nancy still has a hand up.
I just want to say, thank you.
Nancy.
Okay. Sorry. Nancy, I'm going to get you after Sue. Oh, you haven't spoken.
Thank you,
so I'm going to get you after Venetia.
Thank you, Chair, for taking care of that. I also just want to point out for any public that doesn't know, or maybe other board members that haven't figured it out right by now, this is not something that, this is not out of the ordinary. Like you pointed out, Bill Crozier did not consult you. He didn't even let you know. He just on his own decided to do that. So Illinois, it's just not okay. And I'm going to call it out every time it happens. Thank you.
I know you are.
For chatting.
I know you are. I know you are. Nancy.
Yes, is Judon on? Because he had sent an email that he hadn't received the information.
Yes,
Judon is on.
Yes.
Okay. And the other board, KPFA, LSB, they were Zoom bombed, and they're still posting as they are supposed to do, and posting how to get to it, and It doesn't matter, just freedom of speech, you know. The only thing bad about the last month is that it was not just, horrible, disrespectful, derogatory word used, but it was also a threat to rape Ted. And, I think this should have been reported to the FBI or to the DA. And I did not get any response from the chair or from Paula whether that was done or not. And it may have been just a ruse, a fake KKK, just that to be an excuse for to have these things in secret. It doesn't matter. The bylaws have cite that they have to be posted, and the CPB grant, we're not going to get that money if we do things like this.
We all know. I know that it was supposed to be posted. We don't have to keep going over that and over that. I said so.
But that's
now,
your responsibility, Chair. That
are you
is
really
your
screaming at me and I didn't post that?
No, I'm saying that is your responsibility. And,
I know
and
it's my
Bill,
responsibility.
Why was he?
I thought it was posted. I thought it was posted. So.
No, you don't even have a password. If you have a password, you could have posted it yourself. Why is Bill posting? He has no business having a password anyway to post anything. He's not a chair of any committee. Did you ask Bill to post?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I have a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I had a question for
Lyndon,
Sandra,
Lyndon
and I didn't get my question answered. Did you
Lyndon
ask Bill
trying
to
be
post
heard?
It? Did you ask Bill
check
to post
see
it?
If he's
Sandra,
muted or if he's in the waiting
again?
Room?
Okay.
Paula, did you hear me? Lyndon is trying to be heard, and for some reason he's muted or something.
Okay.
He has to unmute himself. The only person that I have muted is Nancy. That's the only person that I have personally muted was Nancy. I will not deal with the screaming. I will not deal with it. We are all adults, and
thank,
we need to
thank
act
you,
professionally.
Paula. Thank you, Paula. I'll let him know.
Okay, so I'm going to close this out, and I'm going to reiterate what I said before so we don't have to keep going over this. We've been on this for 10 minutes now. Enough. I said I did not post it. I have never posted it. I was not posting it when I became the chair. I didn't trip on getting passwords to do all of that because why? I'm still in a temporary situation. However, if you vote me in as the chair for next year, this won't happen again. I promise you that one. I know the rules of CPB. I don't need you to keep telling me about CPB rules. I know what they are. I know what they are. It was a mistake. We have already come to the conclusion. It was, he has already admitted he did it without consulting me. It will not happen again. No, well, not with me, it won't. Let me just say that. Not with me. Anybody else? Can we move on? Excuse absences. Bill?
I don't believe I've seen any requests, but they, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean they weren't sent.
Right. Well, I did not see anyone asking for any absences. And let me tell you what my routine is. I checked the night before a meeting. I checked at 10 o'clock this morning. I checked again at 4 o'clock. It's 3 times I've checked for all emails. I did not see anybody asking for any excused absences. So let us move on from that. The agenda. Okay, as I stated in the note that I wrote, the agenda is as it is right now. Nobody asked me to put anything on the agenda except for Nancy. When I get to old business, I will deal with that. Anybody else?
Bill for the stack.
Yes.
I move approval of the agenda that you sent out, and I have a minor amendment.
What is that?
That we put a time limit on the officer elections. We've sometimes had.
I thought I put a time limit on
that. Well, I didn't see it on that. It was for everything else, I believe. We've had okay. Cases where the whole meeting almost was used up for that. So I move that we limit it to no more than 20 minutes per officer position. And I realize there's 4 positions.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Can I be heard?
Huh?
This is Lyndon. I was just wondering if I can be heard now.
Yeah.
Yes, Lyndon.
Dwayne,
okay, thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead. Sorry you had a hard time with mute. Seemed like a lot of people have a hard time with mute.
I don't know the difference between pound and star. I think that's my problem.
Okay, go ahead.
Nancy has a hand up.
Okay, but Linda is speaking first. Who?
Dwayne.
Okay. Go ahead, Linda.
No, I just wanted to say that I got through finally and that count me on the roll call.
Oh, okay. We got you.
And I want to know that I was not muted, so that's all.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Nancy?
Oh, my question was, when Sandra interrupted my question, did you ask Bill Crozier to post this meeting?
No,
did he do it on his own? Did you ask him to post this meeting?
I did not.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And also, it is illegal to mute anybody.
I tell you what, if you scream in my ear again, you won't only be muted, you'll be dropped.
I'm sorry.
The bylaws say, and I don't care what the rules say. You scream in my ear again, you will be dropped. Bottom line. Thank you.
You cannot do that, Paula.
Dwayne.
Yes, thank you. I amend Bill's motion to have 30 minutes for each segment.
Okay. All right. Is that the last?
I second. Nancy seconds.
Is that the last comment about this motion?
Bill, I object to Dwayne's amendment. That would mean it might take 2 hours just for the officer elections.
If you let me run the meeting, it won't take.
Madam Chair, it doesn't matter if he objects or not. We need to vote on it.
All those in favor, I'm calling the question. All those in favor of the motion with the 30 minutes, say yes.
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 Teresa, are there any no's?
No.
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 No. Okay.
No. No. No.
This is how we're going to do it at first. Roll call.
Great leader don't want it.
Huh?
I said, of course, if the great leader don't want it, they'll follow.
Yeah, also, pretty sure y'all said no like 2 or 3 times, but whatever.
All right, roll call. Bill, start. Teresa, you first one. Yes or no?
This is on Wayne's amendment, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Teresa, can you hear?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Teresa.
I didn't hear her.
Okay, next person.
I didn't hear you vote, Teresa. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier votes no. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Lyndon votes no. Robert Gartner?
Teresa votes no.
Okay, Teresa votes no. Thank you. Robert? Can't hear you, Robert. Patrick White? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
No.
Mike votes no. Marion Martinez?
No.
Marion votes no. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia votes yes. Sandra Rawline?
I vote no.
Sandra votes no. Terrell Robbins? Can't hear you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara Nardhomi?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes.
I'm sorry. Oh. No, I'm sorry. I told you I don't
know. No? Okay, Deb votes no. Richard Giselle?
No.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington?
Yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskull?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. I'll come back to you, Venetia. Egberto Willis?
Egberto.
Can't hear you, Egberto. Let me go back. I didn't hear Adriana.
I have a point of information. Darrell is trying to get on the call. She can't, for some reason, she can't be heard either.
Mm-hmm. Paula, is she in the room?
I don't see her. Is she in by her name? Or is she in by the phone number? Because I don't see her listed here. You say she's trying to get in and no one is waiting.
Oh, okay, I don't know. I've resent her the information to call in and the ID and the passcode. So maybe she's logged out and tried to get in again.
I see a person in the waiting room, but they're not giving any information where I can admit them. So I don't know what she's doing. She might need to hang up and call back in because it's not allowing me to admit her in. If that's her. That's
okay. Thank you. I'll let her know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other people I didn't hear from, speak up if you want to vote. Bob Gartner, Patrick Hoyt, Will Durrell. We'll come back to her. Wendy Schrell and Egberto Willis. Are any of you here and want to vote?
And Adriana.
Yeah, Adriana? I called her name twice also.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear you, Adriana. Okay, let me count. We have 7 yes. 10 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I have 9 no's.
Oh,
I have 9 no's too. Without Bill.
Okay, well let me mention the names. I counted 10 again. Okay. Teresa, Teresa, Bill, Lyndon, Wally, Mike, Marianne, Sandra, Deb, Richard, and Sandy. Is that 10?
That's 9.
For yes?
No, for no.
No, for no's.
Oh.
Okay, the no's have it.
Okay, or did you want to vote, Madam Chair?
I don't need to vote because I'm not gonna be able to change it. So no.
Okay.
All right. Where is
Yeah, Teresa and Ted Hand is are up.
I didn't call the vote because I already.
We need to go ahead and vote on the original amendment. The amendment.
Hold on. My agenda. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Everybody that wants to, all those in favor of 20 minutes per officer. I hope we don't have to have another discussion about that.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Darrell's here.
Thanks,
Darrell. I don't know what I missed, but.
Nothing.
Okay.
Just listen up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Or is there any discussion?
Do you mean to repeat the amendment for Darrell?
Yes.
No. Okay.
What is the amendment, please? Thank you.
Darrell, you don't want to hear the amendment?
No. I mean, I trust your judgment. I'm ready to move on.
I know you. But we get ready to vote. That's all. Okay, so all those.
Don't worry about me. Madam Chair, I'm asking for the amendment for the motion to be read. Thank you.
I'm going to state it again.
Thank you.
The motion on the floor is to limit the information from each candidate, question and answers included, 20 minutes per person. I mean, 20 minutes per office. The key thing is 20 minutes. That was the original motion. All those in favor? Okay, I hear any more questions? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
We're going to roll call it again.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Aye.
No, Teresa Allen.
Teresa, how do you vote?
Yes or no?
Can't hear you, Teresa.
I'm sorry, I say yes.
Okay, Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Lyndon votes yes. Robert Gartner? Can't hear you, Robert. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
No.
Susie votes no. Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
Venetia votes no. Sandra Rawling?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Sandra votes yes. I mean, Darrell votes yes. Thank you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
No.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Sherrill? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
No.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel? Ted? Can't hear you, Ted. Did you say something, Ted? Can't hear you.
You're not voting? Okay, got it.
Can't hear you.
He's not voting.
Okay, I'll come back to you last, Phoenicia. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. Let me go back. I didn't hear from Adriana or Robert or Patrick or Wendy or Ted or Egberto.
Ted said he wasn't voting, so you don't need to call.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Okay, so let me count the votes here. We have 12 yes and 5 no's.
That's correct.
Do you
wish
to vote, Madam Chair?
No, because it's not going to count.
Yeah. Okay, just give me an opportunity.
All right, moving on. Let's see where we are. Okay, the minutes. Oh, my goodness.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I would like to make a motion.
What's that?
I'd like to move the approval of the August 14th minutes, the September 9th minutes, and the October 14th minutes.
You said August 14th, September
August, 9th. August, September, and October.
Is there any discussion? First of all, is there a second?
I'll second, Madam Chair. This is Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra. Is there any discussion?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Rita.
I'm sorry. Adriana has just called me and said she's not able to get in. She's tried several times.
Which way is she using? Do you know?
She's trying to get in through the Zoom.
No, I'm saying by phone. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear. By phone.
You mean like by phone or by computer?
By phone or by computer.
She didn't say. She just told me she wasn't able to get in.
Last time.
I told her to try again.
Yeah, because it's something going on with the phone thing.
If you try to go through the phone, is it more difficult?
Me personally, what I've heard over the past couple of months, it seems to be more difficult to go through the phone.
Okay. Thank you, Madam.
Okay,
Chair.
Somebody else said something. Okay. So is there any discussion about the minutes?
Yes, ma'am. Dwayne Lark?
Yes, Dwayne.
It pays to read them.
I know.
In the August 14th minutes, under KPFT PNB director's report, is written, Lark will support new IED, but will monitor now. He's evaluated. PNB has no plan for paying the loan. I did not refer to an IED because we don't have a new IED. I don't know anything about a new IED. So I'd like that deleted.
Okay.
Okay, I'll delete it.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Anything else, Dwayne?
No, not
anything else?
Not at this time.
Okay. Anybody else?
What minutes were those that
August.
Okay.
August.
Okay, thank you. That got deleted.
Ted hands up.
Ted. You gotta unmute yourself. There you go.
I saw minutes for August of last year. Posted this evening, not for this year. I also sent an email to Richard making a request of him in the draft minutes. I'm wondering if he request and if he agreed to it.
I didn't.
You asked him what, Ted? I didn't understand it. You asked him what?
I asked him to make a change in the draft minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an error. It said motion to move into a committee of the whole.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
but I went beyond that to explain why, and it was not included in the motion. I'm wondering if he made that correction.
Could I respond?
Yeah, Richie, go ahead.
I didn't get your email that I know of, Ted, but I'll work with you on that. I'll put it wherever you want.
And Ted, what minutes are there?
I think it was August of this year, and the minutes that I saw posted about 10 minutes ago were August of last year.
But don't approve those.
Those have already been approved, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You still make changes.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else has any changes?
Madam Chair, Secretary, there's a question. Which minutes from last year? And is there some
August change the 4th.
Somebody wants?
August.
Well, I saw August 12th of 2020 sent. Well, I guess if there's another one, we'll ignore that, huh?
Yeah. Okay. We're ignoring anything that's not in 2020.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, not hearing anything. I have two corrections on the books, Dwayne's correction and Ted's correction. With those two corrections, which Richard just said he was going to correct, and Richard, can you do me a favor when... those corrections in red so everybody will see that they were done.
I'll try to. I'm not the most technical
person. Okay. Well, do it either you bold or do something to make them stand out, okay?
Okay.
Have to be, yeah, do whatever you can. Underline them, bold them, something so okay. They'll stand out.
Okay. Will do.
All right. So with those corrections... I call a question. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye. Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Are there any no's? All right then, the minutes. August.
Nancy Hannah.
September. October. Thank you very much. Have been approved.
BC.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
The correction that I wanted to make in the August minutes of this year are that they add to the phrase committee of the whole to discuss the deplorable financial position of Pacifica. Richard said he would work with me on that. That
why don't you send it to me, Ted?
That's what I was getting ready to say, Ted. So he won't mess it up. Can you just email him verbatim what you want him to put in there?
Can I put it in the chat?
Is that good for you, Richard?
If I can't figure it out, I'll get back with him.
Okay. All right, then.
Nancy hand was raised.
Okay, Nancy.
Paula said that to Darrell or... to Wendy, I can't remember which one, that the system is not allowing a certain number, no, is allowing only certain numbers or is, do I understand that other people other than the LSB cannot be listening to this meeting?
Anybody can listen to this meeting if they have a password in the meeting ID and the password. Or if they're going to do it by phone, one of the phone numbers.
Okay, anybody. So public comment is allowed then?
Yes.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi. Doing? Sorry you're having a hard time. You were trying to get in by the phone?
No, I'm in my computer.
Okay, well, good.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me see where we are. And we at 7:53, so I have to pay attention to both places. Let me see what I can go to before 8 o'clock. Let me see if I can get it done in 8 minutes. I'm going to skip to one of you PNB people. Can you speak for 8 minutes before 8 o'clock? Who's the most seasoned PNB person? Nobody wants to admit they the seasoned one.
Dwayne.
Dwayne, come on, give me a report. 8 minutes.
This is Lyndon. I'll speak. I have a report.
Okay, Lyndon, 8 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. There were two matters in the PNB of Thursday, the December 3rd, that pertained to KPFT.
Okay.
The first one was a motion that I presented, and it was a motion that had to do with our treasurer, Teresa Allen's request to get 12 months worth of bank statements from the KPFT management. And since KPFT management had not complied with the request, I asked the PNB to vote on that, to ask our IED to compel KPFT's management to fulfill that request. And that was voted positively that the IED would compel that the request of producing bank statements would be done. And she had already, because of the motion that she saw was coming up on the meeting, she had gone ahead and had requested that information. So my motion was amended that it would be requested and followed through with until it was complied with. And I believe that passed by acclamation.
And that these statements are going, the person that this is going to is Lydia?
Yes.
Yeah, it was addressed to Lydia to instruct the KPFT management to produce these.
Wait, Lyndon, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Lydia is going to oversee this?
Yes, she has already requested that, she said.
Okay.
And Teresa had made the request to management, and I believe she sent it to the entire LSB, so each of you should have already seen this.
Is that the report you sent out? You sent out a report.
No, I sent all of y'all a copy of my motion, which was after Teresa had already made her request. So I let everybody on the PNB know, everybody on the KPFT LSB know that I was requesting this motion be placed on the PNB agenda, which it was and which it passed. The other, piece of business that had to do with KPFT was a motion by Mr. Lark to, it was a presentation of the minority report for the Management Selection and Review Committee, and he went through what he felt were deficiencies in the process. And then I made a motion when we were approving the going for agenda approval that this be moved to executive session because I thought it was more personnel than process. And by a vote of approximately 16-6, it was moved to executive session, but we did not get to executive session on December 3rd.
In the PNB?
In the PNB.
Okay, got it.
Man, sorry I didn't take up 8 minutes, but that's my report.
Well, thank you, because it is now 7:57, and we can maybe go into comments. Because I know nobody can talk in 3 minutes.
Well, yes, I can.
You can't. I certainly
wouldn't let that go on.
I'm sorry, Dwayne.
I certainly wouldn't let that go untouched.
Dwayne, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Go ahead. You got 3 minutes.
First off, it's impossible that we could have an approximate vote of 16-6 when we only have 21 members. But I think his point was that it was set to the executive session. And I think that proves that our PNB operates a bit more democratically, even if they're being in the so-called minority, that he can get a motion moved because people have more open minds than on this board when you vote party line, straight party line all the time. Make that point. Second point is that the minority report, as he and Sandra tried to paint or tried to state, it was not Dwayne Lark's minority report. It was at least six members, maybe seven, who signed on to the minority report. And Dwayne Lark didn't create it, but that's what they tried to put forth. But when we do get to executive session, it certainly is going to be taken up because it's really nothing to do with the person that we're going to eventually hire or what have you. It has to do with the process that the PNB and the national body needs to have a uniform process that each station can't just willy-nilly do what it wants to do. And most especially, some of you who own the local MSRC, you know that people were disenfranchised. And then there were lies said that they had every opportunity and they never voted. They never said anything that they were against it. That was just outright lies that I'm going to address at this national level. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for making the time. I just love it when y'all make the time.
I'm a radio man. I can.
Me too. 7:59. So we are going into public comments. Paula, take it away. Mm-hmm. Paula, I can't hear you.
Paula, you need to unmute. I'm
mute. Oh yeah, Paula, okay. You're muted.
Yeah, because I'm working. I'm on call this week, so I'm multitasking over here. Okay, we have Lawrence Reyes that wants to speak public comments. Lawrence?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, good evening and thank you for your service to Pacifica and to KPFT. I wanted to attend the meeting because I am a director for the KPFK local station board. And I have a couple of concerns and I have a couple of specific questions, to two previous PNB secretaries that I believe minutes are outstanding for, in regards to us being able to be in compliance with our auditor, and for us to be able to again approach receiving CPB funds. So my first question is, when Bill Crozier was the PNB secretary, and then Richard Uzzell was also PNB secretary, have you guys submitted the past minutes that we believe are still outstanding? And that's all I have, Chair. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Miller, for calling on me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great one.
Okay. I need one of y'all senior people since we can't answer them. Mm-hmm. How do I get that information to him? I'm asking the
senior. Adriana? Adriana,
go ahead.
Well, it's very easy. If the minutes are there, mm-hmm. the person that is in charge of the minutes mm-hmm. is supposed to post it at kpftx.org. If okay, they can't, if they can't because they don't have the credential, okay. they give the information to Otis McCain and he will right. put it there.
Okay. And you know what, Adriana? I knew the answer today, but I know we can't answer the person in public comments. So thank you, thank you, thank you, as always, for telling me how to do it. Thomas, and then Ted.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Public comment.
Yeah, because we still have more.
Oh.
Go okay. ahead, Tom.
I have, personally, myself and my daughter has gone to KPFT. Mm-hmm. We have posted... we have posted signs for no trespassing and we have repaired the fencing, which is blocking people from going, to the back of the station. However, when we did show up on the property. The fencing was down and someone was sleeping in the back of the station. So I have notified Judon Boney of this situation, and I am monitoring the station, going by and checking it periodically so we can keep the building secure. There is still equipment in the building that belongs to Pacifica and belongs to KPFT, and there's still damage inside the station to the vending machine, and Bob Gardner has boarded up the back window where the intruder has entered the building. Also, a computer was stolen and a bunch of microphones were stolen. So we need to keep this situation under control. The second thing I have is that I'm noticing progress for this board, and I'm very proud of everybody here today. The progress, you know, that there's no, you know, a bunch of commotion and arguing going on, that people are now starting to cooperate. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Ted?
I want to just say two things, and I didn't get to public comment, but you asked a question about the issue of National Board Minutes, and I think that item can be put under unfinished business later on in our meeting where we can discuss it. The other thing is regarding the procedures of public comment. We typically allot 30 minutes to this process. We find out how many people wish to speak, and we divide the time among all of them. All I know right now is that Thomas has spoken and Lawrence has spoken. I don't know what the whole list has. Who else is in line? If you do and you have it under control, then I'm sorry to weigh in on this.
Thank you. Go ahead, Paula.
Okay. Person. We have Pat Hartwell for public comments.
Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
My name is Pat Hartwell Harper, and I was one of the people who could not find a connection to get into this meeting tonight. And I am sure I was not the only one that could not find a connection. I listened seriously to the back and forth at the beginning of the meeting, and I was not mm-hmm. pleased at all at the excuses the chair used, and I was not pleased at all with Bill Crozier not being able to give a reason as to why he did not post. I am going to be writing the FCC, and anybody that the FCC tells me that I can write to complain about this. It was illegal what Bill Crozier did, and I believe that it was probably a dereliction of duty by the chair to let Bill Crozier do this. What do? Just pick someone off the street to give the password to, and he gets to tell people who gets to listen to the meeting? I don't think that's the way a public radio station is supposed to be run. And, you know, I'm real disappointed that it has not changed in the last 12 or 14 months. It's really sad. And it's really sad that the chair just said, oh, well, I'll do better next month. And I guarantee you it won't happen again. Well, I don't guarantee anything because it's happened before. And as long as you give responsibility, as long as the chair gives responsibility to a person who holds no position, and I don't believe that Bill Crozier holds a position in the LSB board. Maybe I'm incorrect, but I don't believe he does, other than a volunteer position. It is up to the chair to know passwords. It is up to the chair to, if she does give the duty to someone else to check to see if that duty is fulfilled. It was not fulfilled, I believe, for a reason, because Bill Crozier wants to keep certain people out of listening to these meetings. And it's really, really sad. So you will be getting reported, and I am so glad that this meeting is being recorded. So there cannot be a he said, she said. So when I write my letter, I will be able to quote the chair as to what she said and how argumentative she was. This is not, the KPFT is not a backyard get together of impromptu people that just come around. It should be a very serious board meeting, and it should be run very seriously. When you allow people, when the chair allows people to do things for her and she does not follow through as to see if they're done correctly, this is when it runs into problems. So rest assured that you will be reported as a station, as an LSB board, and as the chair, and as whatever position Bill Crozier is saying that he is in tonight, a volunteer of some sort, but it will be reported. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great one. Next we have Ms. PK McCray.
Hey, Paula, thank you very, very much. And I was very upset to hear about what happened at the last meeting and frustrated, because when I look at those who are showing their faces on the board and other people are talking, they make faces, scrunch up their noses. I mean, it's really saying something about the local station board that you all don't like each other. And if you don't like each other, you damn sure can't work together. Ooh. And, you know, it gives me a heavy heart even after all this time. In the last year, even with COVID, the KPFT Community Advisory Board has tried to look at ways to shore up people wanting to be members of KPFT. And I think that the people who say they want to save the station don't really want to save the station, because they are doing their best to make sure that people don't want to become a member of a station that they consider is going to go belly up at any given time. I think that there are enough of you who have the skills, the abilities to pull us together. People who care about the station do things like I did. I call my son who has a yard service, and I sent him to KPFT. When the station was broken into, we found out about it. I got in touch with Bob Gardner and other people that I could to make sure that we could shore it up. I'm listening to you, Tom, always moving forward to think about what's best for the station. And you guys aren't all doing that. You don't like each other. And in not liking each other, you do your best to keep up narratives about each other. And this is not going to make the station a better place. Now, what happened last month, I don't know whether it was a stunt or there are people that vicious. But in the age of Trump, there are people that vicious. Mm-hmm. As a black woman who wasn't born yesterday and I wasn't born at night, I know that KPFT and all of the Pacifica Foundation stations could be a catalyst for community and progressive radio, that they can get the word out about the things that are happening in our country, in our state, and especially in our city. Right now, Abbott is trying to take away the stimulus money. Why isn't KPFT on that? And while the station is in disarray, you cannot blame the one person or even the people that are there as being the reason that the station is all screwed up. This is 15 years in the making, 15 or more years in the making. In 1999, there was a suit. People fought to have diversity and inclusiveness. The judge made us do that. Bylaws were done, maybe not perfectly, but in the meantime, there were those who sat back to say, how can we undo this? And so for the last 20 years, they've been trying to undo the fact that this station belongs to Black people, brown people, indigenous people, LGBTQ people, old people, young people, but we're running young people off. And people keep saying to me, well, you know, you just have to follow the bylaws. Well, that's like telling the President of the United States to follow the Constitution. He hasn't read it. He doesn't know it. And he's not going to follow it. Most of us have not read it, and we're not going to follow it if we did, because we don't deal with one of the driving forces of what's happening across the country. Divide us by labels and not let us work together. I don't mean to preach, but it's in my genes. I don't mean to teach, but it's in my genes. I know that there are those of us on this call who could really work together and turn things around in the next 20 days to start working on a plan. In the meantime, we're trying to get a new day policy, same song, different verse, of ending democracy within Pacifica. And those people need to no longer be on this local station board. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's just the truth of it. Same people. And when I see the people who support those people, I just want to cry. Because some of those people have been individuals that I have worked with over the last couple of decades. And we are divided by race. Let's just be truthful about that. But there are people of color from the BIPOC community that try to work across the aisle, try to make things better. You know, I was on the board. It wasn't a place that I did very well on. I'm too sensitive. But on the community advisory board, I have found my purpose. And that purpose is to get as many people who believe in community and progressive radio to take over the station at KPFT and numbers of membership. The next 20 days, we could have 2,000-3,000 members if we wanted to at $25. We could probably each of us buy 5 memberships for people. And then let's have an election that elects people who care about people and not just their own thinking about what this station ought to look like. Because we haven't even begun to make this station look like it ought to look like. Diverse, inclusive, dealing with the issues of the day, letting people know what the community is doing. The COVID-19 task force is an example of people working together. But at KPFT, we don't have that. But you've got people who get their sons to mow the grass and not ask for a dime, who call out and say, the windows got busted, and they come out of their house, go and pick up the lumber and put it up. When you all were talking about who to say thank you to, I got a list of people. One of them is Bob Gardner. The other one is Malik Evans. The other one is my friend, Tom. Thank you. And there are more whose people, whose names I don't know, that try to do what they do in COVID times. We ain't got a lot of money, but we got a lot of heart. And when I say some of you need to go, I think it's going to have to be said out loud. First of all, this whole local station board should be committed to anti-racism. That's not about just the structural part, but the fact that you need me, you need others like me, and we could get this thing turned around. I'm begging you, bow out gracefully, because during the election, we're going to tell the truth about those who have done their best to destroy the reputations of certain people, have done their best to create a narrative that this station can't be saved except by people who look like them. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And that is why you're on Facebook right now. We're putting you out there in social media. They're seeing you and who is doing what's good for the station and who is not. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. PK. Anybody else? I don't show any other public people here from the public to speak, but if there are some listed, please speak at this time.
Hello, Mel Cortez. Can you put me on stack?
What's your name again?
Mo Cortez.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting me speak. Yes, I wanted to say, just uplift what I just said, that yes, that, you know, we need to prioritize people of color, and, you know, even more so, like, to think that if we don't prioritize this, why are we even in this, right? Why does this station even exist, you know? That's all I have, but thank you so much.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? Because I'm not showing any names.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. So I want to raise two things.